is wrong right because it is in the Bible? This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Capo, California, with Bible Stories. Is wrong right because it is in the Bible? We are taught that you shall not kill, and you shall not steal, and you shall not do things of that nature. These are things that the Bible teaches us. And then we hear the story of Moses taking the people out of Israel, taking the people out of Egypt land to the Promised Land. And as he took the people out of Egypt, he went through the Red Sea, and he went across the barren lands, and he came to Jericho. And when he came to Jericho, the people living in Jericho were perfectly happy people. And he said, "This is our land." And he said to his people, "Go and take Jericho for our country. This is our goal and our gift." Now, he could have moved in next door to Jericho. He could have built his own city and done his own things. But no, he decided he was going to destroy all the people of Jericho, take their city, and have it be his. Now, is that right? Is that the correct thing to do? If we use the Bible as our criteria, we're in trouble, because we think that that's the correct thing to do. Now, when Moses went up on the mountain and brought back the Ten Commandments for the people, these were beautiful Ten Commandments, praising the people by the divine within them for being wonderful and fantastic. But the people were tired of waiting for Moses, and so when he finally did come, they had changed their attitudes, and they were beginning to worship a golden cow that they had made themselves, and they had changed their thoughts to thoughts of free sex and free living and free attitudes. And Moses saw this, and he says, "Hey guys, this isn't what I taught you. Shame on you." And he took the Ten Commandments that he says God had given him and threw it down and smashed it. And he went back up on the mountains, and he got another set of Ten Commandments that he found much more tough for the people. All the do's and the don'ts, making the people slaves to a principle that they were not necessarily harmonious with. And he was showing violence. He was showing anger. He was showing tension. He was showing anxiety. And he was creating all these things in his people. It was bad enough that they had been taken into bondage and slavery, which they didn't mind at all. They were living in Egypt, and they were in bondage. And they were used to it, and they were quite comfortable with it. Oh, there were a few bad moments, but there's a few bad moments in freedom, that's for sure. But the voice within him told him to take those people who were his people, and they really weren't his people, because they were a people who had no foundation, really, not much except the teachings that they had. And he himself was a sort of a trained steward under the pharaohs, and he was had a totally different attitude. So he was mixing all of these cultures that he had. But a voice told him, "Go and get the people." And he did it. And he did some rather outstanding things in the process. He showed himself to be a man of great talent, of great genius, and great magical skills. And he did these things. Now, these are fundamental to the Bible. And then the story of Job, one of the greatest stories of literature that have ever been written. And the story of Job, here is this wonderful man who did nothing but to live a life of absolute purity and goodness. And the Bible creates God having a fallen angel, the devil, having an argument together, discussing how they could challenge Job to be pure to himself. Whether Job would deny the divine within him, whether Job would deny God, and whether the devil could get him to do it by making his life miserable. Now, this is a similarity to what man goes through in his normal lifetime, but he only goes through it when he turns away from his inner self. When man listens to his inner self, these troubles on the outer are not there. Now, perhaps Job didn't listen to his inner self, yet he was quite successful. He had quite a marvelous kingdom, quite a marvelous world, children, family, and all. And this was all taken from him. This was all destroyed. Now, isn't it interesting that these things were destroyed as a test for Job, and that his family should be destroyed as a test? How interesting. You see, these Bible stories and stories that we read in fiction and fact around the world are so contrary to principle. And because they're contrary to principle, they bring up confusion. And because they bring up confusion, we don't know what to believe. Now, what are we supposed to believe? If we believe the stories in the Bible and read them on face value, we think to ourselves, what a very confused world they lived in. They had some tough values for themselves to live up to. And we don't live according to many of the values that the Old Testament has, and even the New Testament. We don't live according to the values of the Bible because they're inconsistent with our pattern of living today. There was a time where there were no marriages. A woman slept at the feet of the man she wanted to marry, and if he liked her, he said, come aboard, and if he didn't, he says, get lost. And there were no marriages, and then the marriages were when society felt that they had to give names to their children, and rather than the wife's name, the woman's name, they gave the family name, the husband's name, and that brought the husband in and tied him into the program. All of these things are sort of a development in the most interesting way to bring about possession and control. And what is it that we learn as Christian thinkers, as thinkers of positive thinking? We learn to be free. We learn one of the most wonderful and glorious things that could ever happen to us is when we are free. When we are walking free and living free and expressing ourselves free. One of the most glorious things that could ever happen to us is when we are living free. Now, the Bible teaches us bondage. It teaches us that God is over us, and that God directs us and controls us and manipulates us, that God demands things of us. And it teaches us that we have the leaders, and we have the rulers, and we have the heads of the nation and the heads of everything, and that these people set the pace for how we're to live our life. And Jesus came along with a new thing, and he said, go to the Father within and follow what that source has to say. Believe what that source has to say. And as Jesus did this unacceptable act of telling people that the God and the kingdom are within, the rabbis, the leaders of the temple, the priests, were not very happy with this, because then the people did not need the rabbis anymore, because they would turn to the God within themselves and be free of all temple limitation, be free of feeding the priests in the temple, be free of maintaining it, and start living from what they listened to from within. Now, the Bible points this out very clearly, how the priests did this and how they were upset with Jesus for doing this, and how they gave him an insoluble crime, that he wanted to be king of the Jews. Now, how could he say he wasn't, and how could he say he was, or how could anything be said? And so thereby allowing him to carry out the story that he had for himself to carry out. Now, Bible stories are fascinating. It's what we have been preamed on, the story of Muhammad in writing his Bible, the story of all the other religions in writing their Bibles. They all have this manipulation, control, and leadership. And because they have this manipulation, control, and leadership, people feel that the only way for them to have a spiritual understanding or go into the spiritual path is to allow themselves to be directed and led by their programs. I am often amused as I read some of my yogic programs. The people who are teaching yoga, they're saying, you cannot learn yoga without a teacher. You cannot practice yoga without a teacher, because you're liable to hurt yourself. You're liable to do terrible things to yourself. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, what manipulation that is. There's nothing ever that you can do to hurt yourself if you are working from your inner path. There's nothing you can ever do to be evil to yourself if you are listening to the divine within. If you've walked the yogic path, which is a very marvelous path, and a very powerful path in its multidimensional way, if you walk that path, you're guided constantly from within. If you're listening to the without of how to walk the path, you're walking someone else's path. You're walking someone else's program. And as you walk someone else's program, you're getting into all sorts of mischief. You're getting into all sorts of trouble. And of course, that's not a very happy road to take. So it would seem to me that we would think twice about what we read in the Bible. And is it wrong? Right? Because it is in the Bible? Is it right for us to go and take another person's land because that's what the Bible says we should do? Go and take Jericho? And should we do these things? Should we accomplish these things? Well, I would say no. I would say no matter where it appears and where it appears to be right, it is never right to take that which does not belong to you. It is never right to kill another person under any circumstance. It is never right to take another life. All life is sacred. And if we believe all life is sacred, we will never take another life. It is never right to force another person against their will to do what you want them to do, no matter what the circumstances may be. You say, well, it's going to save their life. Well, that's not your point. You act that way because you feel that you're your brother's keeper and that's your responsibility. But the Bible teaches so many things. And because it teaches these things, the world says, as they are fighting a war against each other, God help us. And each side says, God help us. And so if God were theoretically an outside being helping each of these nations fight each other, they couldn't win and they couldn't lose, because the same wisdom guiding one side would be the same wisdom guiding the other side. And you could be sure the wisdom would say, hey, love one another. Have unconditional love for yourself and for your neighbor. Do not steal. Do not kill. And you see, if we start really listening to these things, if we start really listening to the divine within, we're going to be in trouble. Because the divine within says, be loving, be gentle, be kind. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. And if it's right, it's right. And it's up to you and to me to listen within and find out what it is. The Bible has a lot of good ideas in it. And it also has a lot of human ideas that we need to think about twice. So think about these things with me and enjoy yourself and have a great day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.